Thank you, Mr. Chair. Sweden will not present any new pledges today. We are saving them for the Global Refugee Forum. What we will do today is confirm our commitment to and honour our agreement with UNHCR on a four-year multi-year contribution of completely unearmarked support. For 2020, this amounts to 783 million Swedish kronor, around 82.5 million US dollars. This contribution is made within the framework of our strategic partnership agreement with UNHCR, according to which a total of 3,480 million Swedish kronor, or around 370 million US dollars, of unearmarked funding is provided between 2018 and 2021. In addition, through the Swedish International Development Cooperation Agency, SIDA, we continue delivering loosely earmarked funding to critical and often underfunded situations, emergency appeals, and country-based pooled funds. During 2019, this support has reached 236 million Swedish kronor, or around 28 million US dollars. Some of the situations funded this way were Burundi, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Ethiopia, Mali, Nigeria, and Venezuela. We predict a similar amount and focus for 2020. Mr. Chair, Sweden is not only proud to continue to deliver multi-year unearmarked or loosely earmarked funding in line with our grand bargain commitments and our partnership of trust with UNHCR. We are also proud to deliver on our promises in accordance with good humanitarian donorship and other grand bargain commitments, which includes reduced reporting demands and facilitating cooperation between humanitarian and development actors. Going forward, we support and encourage the ongoing reform efforts within UNHCR, including strengthened efforts concerning gender, sustainability, and cooperation with other UN partners. We also expect UNHCR will remain constantly vigilant of fraud, corruption, and other integrity-related issues, including continuing to improve risk management. Transparency is key, as well as accountability. We express our gratitude to the important work carried out by UNHCR throughout the world, express our solidarity with displaced and stateless persons themselves, and remain grateful to the countries, communities, and families who host and care for UNHCR's persons of concern. Thank you.